Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Injury Time, a football podcast that takes a closer look at the beautiful game in India and across the world. Talking about this beautiful game for the next few minutes will be me, Naveen, in the company of Sudarshan.
Hello.
Arvind.
Hi.
And our very own Sandeep.
Hello.
Hello, guys. Back after a short break, back from Doha, and it's back to Indian football, isn't it? Constantine being the biggest of the news is coming in from India.
Yeah, of course, he's got a one-year extension on his contract, which is, I feel is a good thing, although people in Twitter disagree with me. But it's nice to have a continuation. He was doing something, not a bad job he's done so far, so let him keep up, you know, just see where he can take the team.
Right, a year extension with the target being qualification for the 2019 Asian Cup. Arvind, a task pretty hard for Constantine, or can India achieve it?
When they started off, it seemed like a very mammoth task, but now that they have improved drastically and even managed to beat Puerto Rico in a friendly, and that too very convincingly, and Stephen Constantine has given debuts to around more than 30 players in the last year at least, so this is surely helpful, and considering who were the other candidates, who better to do this job than this guy who has led India to their highest FIFA ranking ever, which is of
137 in the past 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also how much has it got to do with this charm of Bengaluru FC, because a lot of people wanted Ashley Westwood to replace Constantine, and now that Bengaluru FC has done so well, so that's where I think the balance tilts in favor of Ashley Westwood than what Constantine, because it might not be a fair assessment on Constantine to actually put him under pressure in this current situation, because everything is going for anything associated with Bengaluru FC now. So yeah, it seems a good move to actually give him more time.
You were about to say Constantinople, weren't you?
Yeah.
So and more than that, like Ashley Westwood, from what we understand, few of the people inside the technical committee wanted Westwood to come in and become the manager. Not all of them, a few of them.
There were a handful.
Actually, yeah, that was the move even before they appointed.
Yeah, even Constantine, he was there in the top two before. Right. Yeah. So one thing I want to ask or mention is, it's a whole other, like he has done well for Bangalore, absolutely no question about it. But it's a whole other ball game to coach a national team, a club coach. And the national team coach is a very different thing. Like there are a few of them, like, you know, Scolari, few of them who have done both.
LVG.
LVG, yeah. But a lot of them don't overlap. Like Joachim Löw has 97 wins for Germany. And he hasn't coached a lot of, you know, club football as such.
Yeah.
So
and also,
I think we have to understand, you only get 2 weeks or one and a half weeks to train your players in your national team.
And also the dynamics are much different in India.
Yeah,
because
probably with Westwood, I thought things tilted in his favor more because he was here in India and he kind of understands the way Indian football functions now. And that's why many thought, especially those handful in the technical committee, thought that he could be a better guy. But Sandeep just mentioned that it's totally a different ballgame when it comes to handling a national team, when it comes to handling club. How different is it? Where do you think it's different?
See, from what we've seen of Ashley in 2 years that he was, 2-3 years he was in Bangalore, is that he is very hands-on. He wants to coach, he wants to control everything, he wants to be part of the training sessions, fitness levels, everything is under his control. And that's a good thing if you're for a club coach. But when you're in a national team, few of them will have a certain amount of fitness, few of them won't. They won't be playing in the same kind of system. You only have one week, maybe, in which maybe you play two matches, one friendly, one normal, one qualifier or whatever. And then that is not enough time for him to, and he'll need maybe 1 year just to bed himself and find the core group of players and get the tactics right around that. And one fellow tweeted to me saying that Constantine's problem is that he doesn't play good pressing football. It doesn't matter. You don't have to play pressing football just because Barcelona, Spain and Manchester City does it. You can win other ways also. Yeah, Liverpool also does that. But you don't have to play one way to win the match. I mean, he beat Puerto Rico without doing, you know, all those pressing things.
Just playing the way he wants to.
Let him play however he wants. Even if he wants to play 4-4-2 long ball, if they win, it's okay.
Even in the World Cup qualifiers, we had only one win and one draw, right? So, among the games that we lost, lapse of concentration was the main reason in two of those games. The away ones against Oman, Kazakhstan.
Guam?
Turkmenistan. Not
and Guam. Yeah. Turkmenistan.
And Guam, especially.
Yeah. So, the loss against Guam. And then they came back and then they realized their mistakes and they managed to beat Guam at home.
Yeah.
Although, the match in Kochi after that wasn't so great.
Yeah, it wasn't significant for either of the teams.
But now, moving forward, next year in 2017, you'll be having the Asian Cup qualifiers, which start in May. But do you think this team under Constantine has enough time going into that all-important qualifiers, because the team is not playing any friendlies. The team is not in action. The league will start in January. Sudarshan, what do you think? Enough time? Enough experience?
I mean, for the position that are the countries like India, no time is enough. Because we have to... The goals are much, much bigger than what you can achieve in 1 year and 2 years. But the players seem to be mindful of it, because Eugene recently, I think when he was in Chennai for the Pune City FC match, his next goal, he said, was the Asian Cup.
Right.
So, at least, I mean, somewhere I see that that's the next target. I don't know if the coach has drilled it into him, or for that matter, the players themselves are mindful, but knowing that that is their next target, it's pretty good. But it will be too much to expect instant glory. Like, you need step by step.
Given that India just qualified for the Asian Cup once in the past. So, can India qualify? That only time can say when the qualifiers begin.
Okay, for a minute I was thinking he's going to ask.
Not really. Moving on, the next topic is the under-17, the highly anticipated under-17 World Cup, which will be in India. Indian team is taking shape. We saw that in the AFC Under-16 Championship, the following BRICS tournament, but now AIFF has come ahead with another proposal asking the teams that play in the Under-16 league to send their top players for camp in Kolkata, Goa and New Delhi. Guys, what do you think about this move, Arvind?
I feel it should have been done a bit earlier,
yeah,
considering they need at least 2 years preparation. If you see other sports like hockey, especially hockey, they started training for their next Olympics right now itself, and even the World Cup is their immediate target, but the target has always been the next.
Especially
year.
The junior team. They've been together
junior
since 2014.
Like when we said, they said they've been together since for the past 3 years.
Yeah, since 2014.
Wasn't it? I have a doubt here, because Nikolai Adam, before this qualifiers, he actually said, we have been together for 2 years. We are putting plan for 2 years. Now, what is this new thing, just 1 year, less
does
than a year before
that?
The...
He still doesn't have a core team.
Yeah, so there are two ways to look at it, and which is what we were having a conversation about. It's either you have your core team and you want to see if you can add a little bit more shine to it by adding 2-3 more, or they don't have a core team and they are trying to, you know, figure out and see if whatever way, shape or form they can find somebody else.
Because if we go by the reports of how they played in Goa, they seem to have impressed quite a lot of people.
Oh, I saw the match. They're good going forward, but they're a mess.
No, maybe in relative terms, they might have been, say, 60 to 70% of what their opponents were. Right.
See, last year at the same time, they had camps in Dubai and Emirates.
Quite a number of exposure trips.
Yeah, no. They went scouting for persons of Indian origin in all these Middle Eastern countries. So what came of that?
Nothing.
And this is another step. But they are trying anyway.
It's quite difficult with the junior team, because media is not allowed to have conversation with them.
Yeah,
like there are a couple of them from Bangalore, and we didn't know until they sent.
Yeah, this is also something that Bhutia said in that in an event that he attended, where he actually asked the state associations to send the best under 16 talent so that they could pick. So maybe this might also be another case where AFF can't do much going throughout the country.
Mm.
So if they see some clubs have their own systems, why not exploit that? But
they're playing in under 16 youth league, no?
Yeah.
So they're playing for
so
some
club. From the state associations, we are down to the under 16 clubs that participate in the youth league. And can we have a result? Well,
it's a positive move.
We'll
anyway,
have to wait and watch,
it's,
isn't it?
It's
I think it's fine if you want to do this. Get someone in.
But it might be too late for 2017 World Cup.
Probably.
But can you see just this pointing out under 17 World Cup? These guys are playing everywhere around the world. They've been together for a long time. So you think, say 5 years down the line, when these guys reach the peak of their career,
mm-hmm.
you think India will be at a much better place?
It depends how.
It depends how they develop and all that, but still, you know, potential is there to have a much stronger
side. More
than
how the players are, it depends how we nurture this talent. Post the under 17 World Cup, where do these players go, and how are they nurtured by the clubs they play for, or be it at the academies they are. So it will all boil down to that. If after the under 17 World
Cup, if ISL becomes the main league and they are forced to have all these kind of facilities, so maybe.
Well,
no, it's
even
optimistic view of the future.
Yeah. Even I-League clubs were expected to have these facilities, but unfortunately we don't see them now.
It's MOU and waiver forms.
But ISL have set up their stuff already, so...
Probably.
But nothing should prevent, because I don't see any merit in this. Indians are weak genetically, you know.
Nothing like that. But this Under-17 World Cup is probably a shot in the arm for Indian football. So, that is only in 2017, but right now there's another big qualifying event which is happening around the world. The FIFA 2018 World Cup qualifiers, especially in South America, taking few interesting turns. Argentina losing to Brazil first 3-0 and then going on to win against Colombia. They're finally managing a win, guys, and keeping their hopes alive in the qualification. Sudarshan,
I thought too much was read into what happened with Argentina because they were not like they were placed last.
Right.
And it was also not like.
But the difference
some...
between the third and the bottom place.
It was too tight.
Nice.
So,
you know, if they
tight.
Had lost to Colombia, it could have been.
It could have
a
been
problem.
Because
yeah.
you remember 2002 when Brazil won the World Cup.
Hmm.
They actually sneaked in at the last game or something.
Right. Yeah.
They were so
Portugal,
bad in qualifying.
Euro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were so bad. But yeah, I mean, it also tells you how big a deal it is in Argentina.
Right.
Not just. To qualify, but the way you qualify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, and it also doesn't help that Brazil is belting every team right, left and center. And they are scoring 3-4 past everybody.
Right.
So the Argentine fans will be like, oh, Brazil is doing that.
Why
aren't you
do
doing
it?
This? So that,
but
that
Messi
that
stepped
be.
Up his game against Colombia, led his team through example, guys. But one thing that followed after this match was again led by Messi. He led his team into a media boycott. Arvind, could you just... throw more light into it. What happened there?
Well, there was a report that Ezequiel Avedzi had smoked marijuana during training before the game. Before the first qualifier. That was against Brazil?
In this
leg. So, Avedzi denied the rumor and took action against the paper. But the paper guys stuck to their story and... Messi now says all the players will not speak to media. And what can you say? If it's true, it's true, and if it's false,
it's a botched up story. Then
what do you do?
There
is a thing with Argentine media that they assume that because their players leave Argentina and go early in their years, you know, play for Barcelona in Italian Serie A, La Liga, a few of them play in the Premier League like Aguero and all. And they shine in Europe. And when they come back, there is this perception that they are not playing as well. And this is a team who's reached 3 finals in the last 3 years. 3 years? 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Since 2014.
Since, the World Cup and then 2 Copa Americas.
Copa Americas.
So it's not like they haven't played. They haven't won, yes, but they've reached just... But they lost in the penalties.
Yeah.
You
both
can't
the Copa
lose,
Americas.
Yeah, you can't lose any more closer than that.
Yeah, and it's also that... I don't know. I look at these South Americans as being more dedicated towards their national teams than the Europeans.
Yeah.
Because Arsene Wenger and both Luis Enrique, both have been saying if Messi and Sanchez go end up playing in Chile, it will affect their this thing. But nothing has actually stopped because
Sanchez trained and all.
Where they play in their clubs. the continents that they are in. They're almost 1,000 miles,
right.
And they keep doing these round trips. And
Brazil,
and
Neymar gave
actually,
a trip lift to Messi and Barcelona.
Yeah, and Neymar was asked by the Brazilian FA to skip Barcelona's preseason to play in the Olympics.
Right.
And Barcelona agreed.
Mm.
And it was also
good
on Neymar's part.
He was given a choice, right?
Yeah.
Between
Copa America
and the Olympics.
So I actually find these people more dedicated for their
yeah,
national
it's just
teams
the perception
than,
that they have.
Others.
Just
you
because
could actually
yeah.
see the disappointment in Messi's face after he missed that penalty against Chile.
He quit. He retired.
Yeah.
And then he came
yeah,
back
yeah.
from retirement. But that was how much it hurt him. Like because people keep saying, you know, oh, you're doing 60 goals for Barcelona. What are you doing?
And it's also
it took
that,
him to the World Cup final.
And it's also that those areas like Argentina, apart from football, they have done nothing elsewhere.
Yeah.
Because they will have a couple
now
of
Olympics.
Tennis players.
Yeah.
And Brazil had apparently, I mean, except for some stray tennis players and volleyball.
Bruno Suarez.
They don't have much of other sporting this thing. So football
Ayrton
is
Senna,
no,
yes,
even the
like
Formula
how
One.
How do you not remember Ayrton Senna?
Ayrton Senna
yeah,
is so
no,
many.
Even the Formula
like
One guys.
Okay.
No, he does not mass sports, no.
Right.
I mean, Ayrton Senna is an icon, but he became an icon after he won.
Right.
Little kids won't take up to F1.
And Ayrton Senna was from a well-off family also.
Mm-hmm.
So who could support his...
This is the only mass game.
True.
Mm.
But
like
even then,
now has hockey.
Felipe
yeah.
Massa and Rubens Barrichello, they have never stayed in Brazil. And someone told me that they are housed in Monaco. Or
could be,
because they want to...
Tax breaks.
Also, there is more chances of making it to the Formula One if you are in Europe and there are people watching. Yeah.
Well, guys, we are drifting away from the topic.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But
moving away from Argentina back to Europe, England in particular, Gareth Southgate, he is...
This is
line.
Another media.
Yeah, he's in line to become the next
going to
English
nail him to the cross now.
Manager, the national team manager. And he'll be like, what will be his
so,
name?
Southgate will... Now everybody is writing, especially British media. Is writing how good Southgate is, how he is going to find them an identity which has been lacking for such a long
because
time.
England took 2-0 lead against
yeah,
Spain.
And then they conceded.
No, that's okay. That's only 5 minutes. So.
Probably
okay.
And then
the next thing is they say, okay, he's the only one for the job because nobody else wants the job.
Which might be true.
Yeah, which is true, probably true. And now Gareth Southgate is someone who has done reasonably well, nothing earth shattering in under 21 level. So okay, you give him a natural progression like how they did it in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming up. Now they have lionized him. First loss, they'll nail him to the cross and they'll put him down. This is just going to happen on and on unless you...
Probably
give
we have a
like
English
Sam
journalist
I,
fan here. Daniel Taylor fan. What can you say about him?
No, yeah, I can talk about one piece today. Today, I think in Independent.
What did you read?
No, I didn't
one.
Read it. I just saw the headline. It seemed very... I mean, I don't know. I'm not making any judgments on the piece, but... It was like they were actually comparing the psyche of Argentinian players and said the England players haven't had it worse. So I don't know where the comparison is. So for a team which hasn't achieved anything internationally, all that they do is get into groups which has Malta, Andorra, Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
Belt 30 to 40 goals in the qualifying tournament.
They haven't done
and
it.
Go and lose in the first round.
They haven't done
so,
it. So, Scotland versus England in Wembley was supposed to be a big deal, you know, rivalry, what that. It was a poor team who beat an even poorer team. Okay. England is no longer
no,
a big
England
deal.
England is actually, just because they beat everybody 6-0, 7-0, San Marino and all these countries, they always seeded first.
Why are they seeded first?
Italy and Spain are in the same group and one of them won't get an automatic spot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, this
weird.
Is very
but,
weird.
Yeah, I hope, but he's a, I mean, he's a chap.
We should give, yeah, he looks like a very honest fellow in his assessment.
Everybody
you know.
Said
yeah.
that the same about Sam Allardyce also.
Speaking about...
but Allardyce, give him a chance. This is all I'm saying is give this fellow a chance. Don't, like, you know, push him to the moon and then... Pull him down just as fast.
Well, that's what.
Yeah. Speaking
does.
About Lavezzi smoking marijuana, Rooney was caught drunk yesterday.
Oh yeah,
and
after
was left out
and he was wearing the England shirt apparently.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Sun put a photo where it had the England crest on it or something.
Do you think
so
that might be
some training jersey? Or
okay.
Hey, probably even Daily Mail might have that. They are the first ones.
Yeah,
they
are
the
no, they're all from the same group, no? Sun, Daily Mail, and all.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they're
okay,
all
no,
Murdoch's
so.
Papers.
Oh, in Independent also, I think.
No, Independent
not
is not Murdoch's.
No?
No, it's
okay.
That Lebedev.
Okay.
Russian
okay.
Oil
Independent shut down. The newspaper shut down.
Yes,
only
yeah,
online.
Only the online versions.
Okay, guys, moving away from
okay,
Europe.
Okay, sorry, we again drifted.
Yes. Moving away from Europe, coming to Asia, I know none of you want to talk about it.
Yes, Naveen,
since
you have done extensive
about...
research on this.
I have watched matches.
Okay. Part of doing research.
There is much more than extensive research that you can do.
So,
please talk about it.
Tell us.
Yeah, Asian qualifiers is pretty close. That's what I can say. Both the groups, both A and B. So it's into the third round of the qualifiers. Where
people should know who's there in A and B. So
I'm just getting to it. Two groups divided into of five each, where top two teams get a direct qualification.
I thought it was six.
Six
teams where the top.
I've done my research.
Top two teams get a direct qualification into the World Cup and the. The next two teams, the third place teams, go into the continental qualification where they either line up against a South American team or a team from North America
okay.
for the playoff place. So in Group A, expectedly Iran is leading. They unfortunately couldn't score against Syria. It was an ill-tempered match played on a very bad pitch. It was in Syria.
They managed to play football there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Huh?
Yeah.
Good
for them. A pitch which was even horrible than what we find in India's. It was raining, so things were really bad.
I think that pitch is good.
Yeah, so the one in Syria was even much more worse than this.
Okay, fine.
Ended in a goalless draw. Sardar Azmoun tried. His luck did not happen. Andernik Taimurian came close once again. Didn't happen. So, and there were a number of players like that. Another team which probably struggled once again was China. Quite a lot is expected out of China because... the amount of investment that's gone into developing football in that country,
it started what 2 years back.
It started 2 years back, and they are expecting, especially their prime minister.
Oscar is going apparently to China.
No, he's a good player. I want him to stay at Chelsea.
So yeah, they sacked their manager after the last qualification, brought in Marcelo Lippi, and Marcelo Lippi's first match in charge of the Chinese national team ended in another draw. This was against Qatar. So China drew against Qatar. And Korea expectedly beat Uzbekistan, so the table stands like Iran leads, Korea next, and followed by the others, which stay in the gap of 1 or 2 points, not much.
Okay, so I think the interesting thing is Group B.
Pretty interesting, yes.
So
Group B seems to be pretty interesting. Australia was expected to stroll past in this group, but kind of struggling, placed third. That group has been led by Japan, who beat second place in Saudi Arabia 2-1, so it's Japan 1, Saudi Arabia 2, followed by Australia, who drew against Thailand. Not expected, they were away. They were expected to win this game against Thailand.
So my question to you is, the points table is 5 matches all.
Yes.
10 points, 10 points, Australia on 9 points.
Yes.
So why do you say they are struggling?
They're struggling because... one, they are the defending Asian Cup champions, and the manner in which this very team played in the Asian Cup, and the manner in which they won the Asian Cup, the way they dominated that competition, they were expected to have a pretty easy run, despite having the team like Saudi Arabia and Japan in their ranks. It is surprising that this team lost to Saudi Arabia at home and ended up drawing this game against Thailand away. Two things that were not expected from
the show. So you think it's because of the change in the manager?
Yeah, there's a small change in the managerial.
What small
hierarchy.
Change in the manager?
The assistant coach has changed.
I thought Arthur Pappas is working.
Arthur Pappas has been brought in now.
Yeah.
So they had a foreign guy, so he's been removed, and Arthur Pappas has been brought in as a manager of the national team. So this is a small change that has been brought about in the management of the team, and that is tilting all the favors. Tilting the thing not in favor of Australia, that's what I think. So that's from the Asian qualifiers. And moving on now, guys.
Please take over from Naveen, he's breathless right now.
Okay.
Spoke a lot, so it was a monologue.
Moving on to a little bit about European football, we should wrap up really quickly. Some big matches are happening, including Sudarshan and Arvind. Both of you, Manchester United playing Arsenal.
Yeah.
So, what are your expectations on it? No expectation for Sudarshan?
No. I quit the club.
So. A fan can quit the club.
Yeah. Why not? Emotional attachment is gone.
When Louis van Gaal was fired, that was it for you.
Huh?
Louis van Gaal got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when Mourinho was brought in.
When Luis Van Gaal was
fired, okay.
So, and we have Atletico versus Real
Madrid.
The Madrid derby.
Seems to be the derby day in across Europe.
Yes, yeah, Milan derby.
Dortmund-Bayern. Dortmund-Bayern, okay.
Bayer-Lipsig. I think that will be a more interesting match.
Yeah, let's say the new newly promoted club from Bundesliga.
The Red
they're
Bull
killing
club.
It there.
I don't think Man United is expected to win this.
No,
match.
No. I think
as
Arsenal
usual,
is
he might need to set up his team to stop Arsenal.
Yeah. Actually, why? Hopefully, you guys have selected HD.
No, it's free till some.
No, it's over.
It's over. Yeah, okay.
Oh,
okay, I think we have to subscribe. This. Yes. That's pretty much it. We had a few other things to say, but I guess. We are running out of time.
Yeah.
Oh, I found out one anecdote to say at the end. Do you guys remember German goalkeeper Tim Wieser?
Tim?
Wieser.
No.
He used to be the goalkeeper before Neuer.
Okay.
Okay.
That he was second choice. I mean, Oliver Kahn was there. So, he was goalkeeper for Werder Bremen and all.
Okay.
So, 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, he was into body, he retired and he was into bodybuilding. Okay. WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment, signed him up.
Oh.
So he made his debut as a wrestler in Germany.
Oh.
And he got the pin, he won the match for his, it was some tag team match, I think. So that was
applause,
his
guys.
Move into away from football. Yes.
Definitely. Sandeep hopes to do that one day.
No, I'm not. I have a bag. Okay, forget it.
Okay, guys, that's all in this episode of Injury Time. Hope you all enjoyed it. And do keep coming in back next week when we come out with a new episode of Injury Time. Until then, have a great week and enjoy the game.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.